Hallelujah. Amen. Truly, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. How many glad to be here today? Hallelujah. And if you're excited about Jesus, stand to your feet as we usher the Holy Spirit in. If there's a hymn book near you, please turn to page 94, Joy to the World. But Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen. So we ought to have joy knowing what the Lord has done for us. Amen. Page 94 in your hymn books. Joy to the World. Church today. If you would like for your children to go downstairs and be in the atmosphere where they can learn, you're welcome to take them down or have the ushers to take them down. Just raise your hand and let them know. They'd be happy to take them down. Amen. So that they can be in a setting where they can, amen, enjoy the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, it's so good to be here, and I'm glad you're here. All right. This is a good time for us to get acquainted with one another. Amen. Need to be in the atmosphere of joy and peace. Amen. Tell your neighbor it's going to be all right. Come on, tell them it's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Somebody just need to hear that every now and then. It's going to be all right. Amen. Praise God. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I just want to thank you, you, Lord. From me to you, Lord. I just thank you. Thank you. thanksgiving in our hearts, realizing that you've been good to us. You stood by our side. You watched over us. You protect us. And you let no hurt, harm, or danger come upon us. So here we are, Lord, giving thanks to you for your grace and your mercy. As you put a hedge around us all week long, allow us to come together to give your name praise. Father, we ask that you please search our hearts, search our minds. And if you find anything that's not right, pray that I would remove it right now. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control. That everything that is done and said here today, that your name will get the glory. Come, Holy Spirit, get in this male chorus as they sing your songs of Zion. Give them spirit of thankfulness that they sing to your glory. Father, we pray that you send a word today as I stand in for you. Lord, speak through me that somebody might be saved, somebody might be set free, somebody might be delivered. Come, Holy Spirit, and dwell in this place today. Touch one by one in this place today that we might feel you and know that you're still on the throne. Please, Lord, heal the sick today. Pray that you save somebody today. Lord, if you do these things, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Dr. Reed is going to come with our response to reading as the parishioners come in. The Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 16 to 21. Amen. The Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 16 to 21. Probably all you know that by heart by now. Amen. So let us prepare for our responsive reading. Thank you. Following her, our scripture will come from Reverend Avery. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
You ready for me? We'll give
thank
our
you,
parishioners
Lord.
Opportunity to sit down.
Praise God. Praise God.
John chapter 3,
yes.
Verse 16. And it reads, I will read the even number, you read the odd number, and together we read verse 21. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already. Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light lest his deeds should be exposed. Together, but he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. Praise God for his holy word. Blessed be the hearers and doers of his word.
Coming from the book of Isaiah, King James Version, verses 1 through 7. Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in the vexation when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievous affect her by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan and Galilee of the nations. The people that walked in the darkness have seen a great light, that they dwell in the land of the shadow of death. Upon them had the light shined. Thou shalt multiply the nation and not increase the joy. They joy before the according to the joy in harvest, and is as men rejoice when they divided the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden, and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise, and garments rolled in blood. But this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. And this is the good one. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Word of God for the people of God.
Sounds a little churchy to me. Y'all feel like having church this morning? Y'all feel like praising the Lord this morning? Has God been good to you these up until this present moment? Jesus gave to me, and he gave me the victory. On the second day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me, and he gave. came to me. 11.
That's a mouthful. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, Jesus is more than enough. Amen. He gave us everything that we need. Praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Amen. It's a blessing to be in the house of the Lord. One more time. So we give him all the praise and all of the glory. Amen. To our clergies and to all of our officers, our deacons, deaconesses, mothers, choir, usher, saints and friends, our first family. Amen. To those that you who are listening in, we welcome you here to our services this morning here at the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church on Brownsville Road in Powder Springs, Georgia. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. So good to have all of you here today. If we have any visitors in our midst, we'd like for you to stand and tell us your name and where you're from. Any visitors with us, please. Amen. Stand and tell us your name and where you're from. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. All right. All right. Praise God. Please tell us your name and where you're from. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. Thank you so very much for being our guest today. Amen. We pray we can do something that would inspire you to know that the Lord is blessing you right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Just look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, so glad to see you today. Praise God. Praise God. It's a blessing for us to be here today. Amen. I want to let you know once again, those of you might have come in a little later. We do have children's church downstairs. If you like for your children to go down, amen, to be in a setting where they can learn on their level, we welcome you. If you want, you just raise your hand. The usher will come and get them and take them down for you. Amen. So if that's your desire, you can do so at this time. Also, I just want to take this opportunity to thank our wonderful ushers who invited us to dinner last Sunday. Amen. We had a joyous, joyous time. Amen. They filled me up real good. Praise God. And I thank them so much. Amen. For the fellowship. And on yesterday, we had another joyous time here at the church with our seniors. Amen. Praise God. We like to thank Sister Pat Norwood and her staff. If any of them are here, will y'all please stand? Any of the staff? And Sister, no, praise God. They did a marvelous, marvelous job on yesterday. Amen. And honoring our seniors. And if you weren't here, you missed a treat. Amen. They wouldn't let me win nothing as usual. But we still had a good time. Praise God. All right. So again, we thank you. Thank you so very much. Now, do we have anyone here that they have a birthday in the month of December? Will you please stand? If you have a birthday in the month of December, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear saints. Happy birthday to you. Praise God. Praise God. Pray you have many, many more years of happiness and good health. Amen. Now, did anybody have enough money to get married in December? Will you please stand? Amen. Got one. Amen. Praise God. Deck two. Amen. How many years? How many years? Yes. 47. Praise God. 21 years. Say again. Praise God. Praise God. We thank God. Amen. Amen. May God continue blessing your marriage. Amen. He said he's not looking. He just wants you to know he's not looking. Praise God. All right. Let us continue attending or tuning in to our Bible studies on Tuesdays at, 10:30? Amen. 10:30 on Tuesdays and at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. We're virtual and in-house on Wednesday. So if you like to come to the church, you can come. We'll be downstairs in the fellowship hall. If you'd like to be a part of our Bible study, we got a great teacher this month. Amen. Minister Sexton. Stand up, Minister Sexton. She's over there. She's doing a wonderful, wonderful job. Amen. So we want you, if you can, to tune in. I don't know about you, but I need help from a divine source. Somebody that know how to handle things. Amen. We can only get that help through the word and through prayer. On Saturday evenings at 7 p.m., amen, we have our prayer service. If you want to join us, we're praying for the conditions of our church, the world, our families, our friends, even our enemies. We're putting them in the hands of the Lord. So if you want to be a part, amen, with us on Saturdays at 7 p.m., we sacrifice that time to talk to the Lord. He says, casting all your cares upon him, because he careth for you. So if you like to share, amen, go on our website and you'll be able to get the link where you can, amen, join us on Saturday evenings. The Lord says, if my people, hello y'all, if my people, they're talking about the church, talking about the believers, amen. So we have to take everything to God in prayer. I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but the enemy is all around us. We don't know where he is. Amen. Schools, church, home, neighborhood. We don't know when he gonna act up. But it pays for us to be ready. Hello, somebody. You don't even know, maybe one of your family members might go off on you. It pays for you to be ready. We ain't got no time to play. The right handwriting is on the wall. You might let the parishioners come in. The handwriting is on the wall. Jesus is on his way back. Get your house in order. Amen. Don't let it be said too late. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we thank God. Thank God for those that join us in our prayer service on Saturday evenings. We have a joyous time. Amen. In the Lord. All right. We're going to prepare now to bring our tithe and offering to the Lord. Amen. I see some of our youth advisors has come in. Would y'all like to have something to say about your upcoming program for our youth? Amen. Because we want to get them involved. Amen. We want to get them involved. Praise God. Thank you so much. Thank you. Amen. Amen.
Good morning, church.
Morning.
On December the 22nd, that is a Friday, everybody should be out of school, hopefully. We are going to have a youth Christmas celebration where we're asking youth, you are more than welcome to join in, your neighbors, anybody. You come out, come to the church at 5, from 5 to 7. We're going to be playing games. We're going to have a cookie decorating contest, ugly sweater contest. We're going to hopefully make some s'mores, and we're just going to have fun, fellowship, and hang out and get to know one another. Now, on Christmas Eve, I believe, we are going to have a youth Christmas skit. If you want to volunteer your child, I have the papers right here. I'm about to go downstairs. So at the end of service, you can find me in the vestibule. Thank you in advance.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, sorry, amen. Pastor. Hold this, on.
All right.
Good morning, church. Morning. I just want to say thank you for the cards, the gift cards, everything while I've been in my second year of college, because it's really greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Praise God. All right. Once again, we do have children's church if you want your children to go down into that setting. Amen. Let us continue praying for those on our sick and shut-in list and those who are bereaving. Amen. Deacon John Johnson's family, Deacon John Johnson passed away, and his funeral will be tomorrow here at the church at 11 a.m. We ask all of those that can and will, please come and try, and let's make the family comfortable. Amen. Also, we ask your prayers for Sister McGee. Her sister passed there in Liberty, Mississippi, and we ask that you will please keep her in prayer. She's traveling there for the funeral today at 1 p.m. So please keep her in your prayers. Pray for Sister Herberna Trice. She's recovering from a heart attack. Amen. And Sister Rebecca Francis' brother, Morgan, who's diagnosed with lung cancer. Please pray for Sister Pamela Stokely Smith's husband, Kenny Smith. He had surgery last week at Cobwell Star. Let's keep him in your prayers. Keep Deacon Vons in your prayers, recovering from COVID. Pray for Sister Nellie Gregory, who's dealing with cancer. Amen. Evangelist Dorothy Walden in your prayers. She's also dealing with cancer. Continue praying for my mother as she gets stronger. Amen. We thank you in advance for your prayers. She's 93 and she'll be 94 next month. Amen. So just keep her lifted in prayer. Pray for my cousin Marie Jones. Her son passed away with a heart attack there in Greensboro, North Carolina. And his funeral will be this coming Saturday. Amen. There in North Carolina. Keep Sister Bessie Bonnie in your prayers. Is she still in Piedmont Hospital? She's home now. All right. Thank God. Amen. Keep her lifted in prayer. Deaconess Rivers, as she's recovering. Deaconess Willie G. Watts. Deaconess Sandra Brooks' sister, Rhonda Martin, I believe. She has stage 2 breast cancer. Please keep her in your prayers. And let's pray for Deacon Core and family. Amen. Mother Riggs' granddaughter has breast cancer, stage 3. Sister Angie Smith, as she's recovering from stroke. Let's keep all of these people in our prayers, for we believe that prayer still works. Amen. And it will change things. And by faith, we know that God is going to work things out for their good. Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much. So at this time, let us prepare our hearts and minds to bring our tithe and our offering to the Lord. This is the way that He has set up for the church to be blessed. Amen. So at this time, let us give as God has blessed us to give. Please stand. Amen. Take your offering in your hand as we prepare. Again, we thank all of those who give online. We appreciate you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And believe it or not, giving online saves us the trouble to have to deal with it. Amen. So we appreciate you so much, you that give online. Amen. Let us take our offering in hand. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to be stewards of these monetary gifts as we come now to present them to you. We pray that I will clean them up, purify them, make them worthy, and might be a blessing unto your ministry. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our ministers will come first. Our choir, if any. Deacons, deaconesses, and mother will follow them. If you be so kind to face the center, I'll be directed by the ushers starting from the rear.
heads to pray, please. Dear Father God, we want to thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning, Father. Thank you for allowing us to come to your house one more time, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we want to always remember the reason for the season.
Yes.
And that's your son, Jesus. Father, we thank you now, Father, and we ask you to bless those that gave. Bless those that wanted to give, Father, but had not to give. Father, let this offering be an uplift into your kingdom. In your son Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for what you have given me. The Lord bless you real good. Reverend James, I didn't see you marching with the ushers this morning. Praise God, praise God. All right, I forgot to read this thank you note. Amen. So thank you, Pastor Steed, and to the New Hope family. Thanks for the kindness and thoughtfulness. Hope you know how very much you appreciate it and what difference you make. Thank you for your prayers, for your love offerings. Diggins Willie G. Watts, amen. One of our mothers of the church, let us continue keeping her lifted in prayer. Amen. Y'all enjoying this choir? Amen. They got a little temptation stuff they're going to do. So y'all get ready. Amen. Amen.
night before Christmas and all through the house.
You showing out now. You showing out now.
Not a creature was stirring. Not even a mouse. In my mind, I want you to be free. To all of my family and friends, I want you to listen to me.
If I had one wish in this world, yeah.
got that free. Didn't have to pay for it. Yeah, give him another hand. Give him another hand. Praise God. Praise God. Yeah. Play it, son. Play. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, that's sound like Christmas spirit to me. Yeah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 9, verse 6. Amen. Isaiah 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Thank you. You might be seated in the presence of the Lord. Father God, once again, we thank you for this privilege, for this opportunity to say a word for you. Pray now, Lord, that please take these lips of clay of mine, use them for your glory. Somebody might be relieved that they are problems, knowing that you're going to work things out for their good by hearing the word of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Tell your neighbor love, joy, and peace. That's what we're going to talk about. Love, joy, and peace. Here in our second lesson this morning, we talked about Jesus being wonderful. Amen. And now we're going to let you know that Jesus will be called the Counselor. Amen. Event second, or shall I say event number two. Counselor. The event leading up to Christmas, the period of preparation for the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ at Christmas, and also a preparation for the second coming of Christ. And as we continue to look at the names given for Christ, there is a reality that has to be expressed. This is no mere man. He's not a mortal. But God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. This is God with all power and authority, making his presence known and seen by man. I want you to watch that now. Seen by man. The unimaginable is born and living in our very presence. People could touch him, speak with him, and follow him. The wonder that is God is seen by all who would look upon him. Jesus tells Philip in John 14 and 9, he says, Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet has thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. I want you to put a note there.
And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Now, I had a problem with that for a while, because when I read in John 6 and 46, it says that not that any man have seen the Father, save he which is of God. He has seen the Father. And so I wrestled with that for a while as I was growing up in life. I said, I see Jesus telling Philip, if you seen me, you seen the Father. And then here in John 6, it says, no man have seen God. So I went back and forth with that, and then it came to me. It's not about a physical seeing. It's about a spiritual seeing. You see, when you see my son Jeremy, he might not look like me, but his character can be like me. And so you know he is my son. So when they saw Jesus in the physical, they only saw God in the spiritual, his character. Some people can't handle that. Amen. But I had to do some digging myself to realize that it wasn't not about the physical part. It's about the spiritual part. Because God is a spirit. Amen. So the characteristics of Jesus was of God. From this birth, we have great hope. Because this is the greatest event to have happened among mankind. Now, we change focus when the immortal view of God in the name Wonderful. That means incomprehensible to the human side of Christ. Let's read it again, if you don't mind, there in Isaiah 9 and 6. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Think of what it means to be able to walk or have counsel with God. Yes, in this second day event looks at the love that we have because of Jesus' birth. A counselor is a person who that is talked to with confidence. You know they will give you good guidings, and that they know their field to give you the right instructions, like legal counseling. Jesus came to be the counselor to fill all of our needs. More important, the last one of legal counsel. Now, because the word taken flesh, the direction of our lives is more sure now than ever before. Let me spark you for just a moment. Amen. We know very well John 11, 21 to 27. Then said Martha to Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though ye were dead, yet shall he live.
Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come in the world. I want you to know the counselor came to a very grievous lady and friend. She doesn't understand why death should come, but the whole picture of death is changed by the words of the counselor. That's why when you are grieving, you need to go to Jesus for counseling. Jesus tells her, your brother will rise again. Words of comfort. You will see him again. He's not gone forever. Then Jesus takes the power of our world and he overpowers it with his authority. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though you were dead, yet shall he live. There's the counsel right there. If you trust in me, that's what Jesus said. If you trust in me, I will take care of you. But watch this, watch this. I watched as he tenderly blessed her and made her life worth living once more. She knew then why she had been losing a man. She knew also why she had not grown. At the root of the cross came the answer. She'd been fighting the battle alone. Too many people are fighting the battle alone. You got to know the battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord. That's why he said, yea, do you walk through the valley and shadow of death? I fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. In the battle, God will be with you. The enemy might think he got you surrounded and think he's going to destroy you, but God got power over the enemy. He's got victory. Then she knew. Then she knew she could meet any challenge together. Just my Lord and I. When you get in trouble, just say me and Jesus. Doing our thing. Martha had fought the battle at that time by herself. You know, in those 3 days, her mind was screaming, where are you, Jesus? And then standing before Jesus, both weary and torn. She's not just standing before the cross. She's standing before the open tomb. Jesus steps out from the tomb and she is literally at the crossroad. Believe all that you have known or trusted in the counselor. Jesus says in Matthew 11:28-30, he says, come unto me, all ye that are labored and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. To take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest in your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. These are words of love. He says, allow me to bear your burdens. Allow me to defeat your enemy. Allow me to comfort you in your time of need. Allow me to be your healer. Allow me to be your deliverer. Allow me to be your comforter. The only way death could be defeated was someone had to bear the burden or weight of our penalty. The burden bearer stood before Martha, and his words was, allow me, amen, to lose the bit from your jaw. A symbol of our enslavement of sin and penalty.
and bear this heavy burden for you. Now, in the last part of my sermon, I want you, amen, to place yourself, amen, with such a heavy burden as Martha had. An event had happened that you were searching for the answer. Why did you let this happen, Jesus? What does Scripture say for you to do? We need to follow Martha's example. Listen closely to Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, letting your requests be known unto God. In other words, before you do anything, even before you cry, even before you grieve, talk to Jesus. It's going to be hard for you to be in slavery talking to Jesus. What did he say? Look at verse 7. He says, in the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Ah, I like that. Be careful for nothing. Immediately, Martha went to Jesus. There's no room for second guessing yourself or asking, will this trouble God? Immediately talk one on one with God. That's it. Immediately. Don't wait. Don't let your mind wander. Don't let your mind think about anything that's going to happen, because God is in control of everything. Talk to the one that's got all power in his hands. She immediately talked with God. On the day Jesus was crucified, the veil was rent in two so that we could go in and speak with God by the blood of Jesus. In other words, I ain't got to call you to pray for me. I can go directly to the Lord. If the preacher don't get to your house, if he don't get to the hospital, just take it to God in prayer, because the power is not in the preacher. The power is in God. Oh, we get messed up. The deacon didn't come. Preacher didn't come. Nobody called me. And Jesus right there, saying, can you hear me now? All you got to do is ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. God Almighty. Each step is taken in love that God has given and revealed to us. That love is never going to change. So now we can come and talk to our loving Father. And I want to extend this welcome to all of you. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Let him fix it for you. In the names of Christ, we get full picture of God. Amen. In these last three of Isaiah 9 and 6, we see joy, peace that can only come from God. Amen. He will be called Mighty God. Amen. He will be called Everlasting Father. He will be called Prince of Peace. In celebration of Jesus' birth, we know he was both child and God. Woo! Both child and God. Can you imagine? He has an authority, amen, as given unto him by the Father. His name is Wonderful or Incomprehensible. He's our loving counselor. Now we see him as the victor, amen, the soon coming king, the Mighty God. Amen. Let me read to you again, because I want you to get this. Unto us a child is born. unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Jesus, Jesus will be known as Mighty God. How often do we think about Christ being a mighty God? Some folks don't even want to say Jesus. Amen. None less than thinking that he is a mighty God. Amen. It's easy to bring Christ down to human level. Amen. As finite level. Amen. But I come by to let you know this is called, I'm going to spell it for you, A-N-T-H-R-O-P-O-M-O-R-P-H-I-S-M. Anthropomorphism. That's what I say. Now, you say it the way you want to say it. In other words, the attributes of human character or behavior to God's animals or object. We read, and God remember, God does not forget. Y'all hear what I say? God does not forget. The writer is expressing that it feels like God just remember me, and he's saving me now. It was really God's perfect timing. So when we read the mighty God, it's saying the one who has already been, is being revealed to you. The question, do you remember the one who formed all these things? Amen. He now is before you. Let me put it in the right perspective. Look at the Gospel of John chapter 1, verse 1 to 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. All things was made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. Everything was made by the Word. God spoke it into existence, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Somebody say, Mighty God. You now see the full power of God through a small babe wrapped in swaddling clothing. Through this name, we have joy because we know what he can do. Paul tells us in Acts 4 and 12, he says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under the heavens given among men whereby we must be saved. Do you want joy? Do you want joy? The mighty God will give you joy. Yes, with this joy, the next name embraces joy. It backs it up. The name is Everlasting Father. The name brings peace, comfort to our hope, faith in a mighty God. I know it's hard to differentiate between Father God, being God, being Father God, and just being called Everlasting Father. Here's what Everlasting Father means. For a family, they entrust their father to care for them, to supply their needs and to protect them. This is the character Jesus is given. He will be like a father without a man beginning or end. You will always have your daddy by your side.
looking after you. No matter where you go, he'll be there. He says, if you make your beds in heaven, I'll be there. If you take the flight and go down to hell, I'll be there. No matter where you go, the Lord will be there. You will always have your daddy by your side. Amen. Do you have comfort in that name? In Jesus, we have joy, everlasting peace. His name will be called Prince of Peace. From the birth of the small child flows peace. Mankind states so often that we want peace. But look what we do. We do the opposite. We like war. Yet when Jesus was born, Herod, a man within the first 2 years of Jesus' life, ordered all the newborn babies from 2 years old, aged and under, to be killed. All in attempt to slay the Prince of Peace. Jesus revealed to the world, but it saw him not. Look there, and I'm getting ready to get out of here. The Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 19 and 20. And this is the condemnation, that light comes into the world. And men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. There is no peace here in this world. Somebody need to understand that. There's no peace here in this world. That's why some folks think I'm crazy when I say somebody has died and gone on and I got to stay here and deal with this. I get kind of jealous. Amen. But somebody say, I ain't ready to go yet. Yeah. Praise God. But we don't know when the Lord's going to call our name. Amen. But notice, if you will, in the Garden of Eden, where there was no war, there was no peace. Because what? The serpent was there. Evil was present. And he was blinding their eyes from the peace of the mighty God. There's no difference today. Amen. The second peace is talked about. It will be quickly removed. Amen. Here's why. There in Mark chapter 4, verse 14 to 23, it says, the sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside, where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan comes immediately. When you go to church, when you shout, when you praise God, when you give a testimony, and soon as you leave out of here, Satan comes immediately, give you a flat tire, somebody cut you off. He comes immediately, amen, and take away the word that was sown in the heart. In other words, you heard the word and you got the word. But when somebody cuts you off, I ain't going to say what you're going to say. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony grounds, who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. In other words, you got the word, you heard it, you sing, you shout, but it don't last very long. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arise for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. Because somebody say something bad about you, you get offended. And then are they which are sown among the thorns, such as heard the word,
and the care of this world and deceitfulness of riches and lust of other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. I'm talking about church folk now. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as heard the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold and some 60-fold, some 100. And he said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifest. In other words, what's done in the dark gonna come to the light. Neither was anything kept secret, but that should come aboard. If any man have an ear to hear, let him hear. I got to go now because y'all getting mad. Listen. The world is full of radio, TV, cars, money, jewelry, shoes, internet, etc. There are multiple blindfolds being pulled over people's eyes. The question is being asked, did God truly say our eyes and ears are being deceived? Then stands the church with the candlesticks, and we are saying Jesus is the reason we celebrate Christmas. Jesus is the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He was born to give us life. Listen, amen, to my last verse, a verse that I love and hold to, because from this is my peace. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. And I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus came knowing what he must endure. Like a shepherd that had a lamb stolen by a lion, he knew exactly what he was faced to get us back. So we, brothers and sisters, open the gift and celebrating this Christmas, let's remember the greatest, the most expensive gift that has ever been given to us. The king may have ordered all the babies aboard, but in the devastation, we know Jesus is still the king. Yes, we may not be able to answer all the questions, but Jesus can. His answer, wait and see what I'm about to do. Let's make this invitation to be the time that we reflect on what Jesus has done for us and done personally to everyone around us. Let us give thanks to him at Christmas time. Let us not be caught up in the lights and the glitter and all of the gifts that we put around the tree. We need to be wrapped up, tangled up in Jesus. He is the reason for the season. Don't let nobody fool you. The devil will deceive you, thinking that you can do all these things. But I got news for you. All God got to do is take your breath, and you can't do nothing. So this Christmas, if you haven't done it before, before you unwrap any gift, unwrap Jesus in your life. Let him be. Let him be your gift for Christmas.
Don't waste your time trying to please everybody with gifts. Jesus didn't come to get you in bondage. He came to get you out of bondage. Don't you know them credit cards will mess you up? You might make somebody smile on Christmas, but you're going to be sad on New Year's. When the bills are due. Hallelujah. So do things in moderation. Don't try to impress nobody. And definitely don't try to impress Jesus. Because what we have and what we do is just a privilege that he has given us. So give him thanks. Stand to your feet. I hope I didn't hold you too long. But we needed to understand what Christmas is really all about. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I know better now. So I'm going to do better. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing it word. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth. Come on, help me sing. How I love Jesus. Whoa, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. I love him because he first loved me. Listen, it tells me of a Savior's love. Tells me of his precious blood, the sin of perfectly. Just whisper to your neighbor, say, how I love Jesus. Whoa, how I love Jesus. The church is open. If there's one today that wants to receive Jesus as your personal Savior, we offer Christ to you. Come give me your hand and give God your heart. Even if you don't want to join this church, it's fine. The main thing is you get Jesus, because he's the only one that can clean up what you messed up so you can start your life all over again. If that's you today, you want to get on the right road called straight, come give your life to the Lord. Let him counsel you. Let him speak to your heart so you'll know who he is. Will you come? Will you come? Will you come? Come by letter, Christian Experience, Canada Baptism. The Lord said, whosoever will, let him come. Won't you do it today? At Christmas time, receive Jesus. Won't you do it? Won't you do it? Oh, he wants to bless you right now. But until you submit to him, you have to make room for your gifts. And you do that by getting rid of all the other stuff in your life that is messing you up, and let Jesus come in and clean you up. Won't you receive him? Won't you receive him? Hallelujah. Well, maybe there's somebody that's listening in to our broadcast today We offer you the same invitation. The same God that is here is right where you are. All you have to do is submit your life to Him. Just pray this simple prayer with me. Dear Lord, I come to Thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins. Take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Lord, stir up the gift that is in me, that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. I say to you, get into some Bible-believing church where you can grow and mature in the Word of God. Maybe some of you has been carrying a heavy load all week. Now you want to give it to Jesus. This is your time to let go and let God have His way. Whatever your situation is, it doesn't matter. Little or large, God can handle it. The Word says if there's anything too hard for God, God is able to do all things but fail. So whatever your situation is, just stretch your hands toward the altar today. He said, Lord, here's my situation. Here's what I'm going through. Here's what my family member is going through. My friends, my neighbors. God, we need you. This is a good time to just release it and give it to God. Gonna ask Dr. Reed if she come lead us in prayer. As she come, I want you to release it. Turn it loose. You that are elderly, you can be seated. You that are elderly. But I want you to just release it now. Stop holding on to it. Like I said, you got to make room for your gift. And if hatred is in there, Jesus can't get in. If jealousy is in you, Jesus can't get in. You got to turn it loose. If gossip is in you, Jesus can't get in. The reason some folks don't feel God's spirit is because they got too much mess inside of them. You don't have no room for Jesus. You got to purge yourself before the altar and say, Lord, I need you. Pray with the watchman.
Gracious and almighty Father God, we come in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
The name that is above every name.
Jesus.
God, we humble ourselves right now before your mighty hand.
Jesus.
That you may exalt us in due time, and we are casting all our cares upon you.
Yes, Lord.
For you care for us.
Yes.
God, have mercy upon us according to your loving kindness and the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out all of our transgressions.
Yes.
And wash us thoroughly, O God, from our iniquities.
Mm-hmm.
O Lord, create within us a clean heart.
Clean heart.
And renew a steadfast spirit within us. For God, for those who are going through, may it be emotional, mental, psychological, financial, spiritual warfare, Lord. Let them be reminded, if they put on the whole armor of God, that we are equipped to do battle. For the battle is not ours, Lord, but it's yours. So, God, we give it to you. We lay it at your feet, Lord, and we will not pick it up as we surrender our right to ourselves. Oh, Lord, have mercy upon us right now, oh, Lord. Thank you. Thank you that we don't walk by sight, but we walk by faith, keeping our eyes fixed on your Son, Jesus. No matter what is going on around us, Lord, you've already told us if we call upon the name of the Lord, every knee must bow unto him, O God, and the enemy has no weapon against us. Jesus, you said if we abide in you, you abide in us. Therefore, greater is you that is in us than he that is in the world. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Rise up, my people. Rise up, my people. Walk by faith and not by sight, keeping your eyes steadfastly on the victory that Jesus already won for us at the cross. God, we receive it, we believe it, for you're able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond anything that we ask or think. Lord, you are our shepherd, and you said we shall not want. Those who may be going through the physical, I don't care what the doctors have said. God has said that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Oh God, marvelous are your works right now. Heal now, Lord, as only you can. For we hold on to the hem of Jesus' garment. God, we thank you that the robe of righteousness has been wrapped around us right now as we have accepted Jesus as our Savior. Oh God, we are given the ministry of reconciliation. We are your ambassadors. So as we humble ourselves, Lord, fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we may be endued with your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding, and your discernment. Oh God, the blood of Jesus on everyone who is in this building and those who hear my voice right now. The blood of Jesus on all of us, from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet, the sole of our feet to the crown of our heads. Oh God, the blood of Jesus on the portals of our minds, our wills, and our emotions, Lord, right now, cover us, smother us, for there's victory in the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you, that victory today, this very moment, is ours, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we call those things not as though they were, according to your holy and divine will, as we continue to hold on to your unchanging hand. Because Jesus lives, earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. And we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Give our miracles a hand, if you will. Give our musicians a hand. Amen. Thank you so much. Our ushers, give them a hand. Amen. We got the best ushers in the world. I just love them. Hallelujah. Amen. Give yourselves a hand. You've been a lovely audience. And to all of those that are listening, thank you. Thank you so much. Amen. There's Miss Pat. Miss Pat and her staff, once again, they blessed us so much on yesterday. Amen. I don't know any church that can pour out love like New Hope. Amen. And I just thank God for being your pastor. Because I know where I can get a meal from anytime I get hungry. I can find me a chicken leg. Amen. God bless you. I just thought I'd make you laugh a little bit. Amen. We thank Miss Pat for all the decorations around here. Amen. Sometimes she gets excited about decorating, and sometimes we got to put brakes on her. She thinks it's her house, you know. But she do a beautiful job, and we really appreciate her. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Everybody say, yeah. I forgot the male chorus got a presentation to make to you before you leave.
We just want to sing this little song so that we want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. Come on, put your hands together. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año. Felicidad. Come on, you say Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Rosemary.
Praise God. Praise God. Let us look to the Lord. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, Amen.